James Ellroy has just concluded his L.A. Crime Quartet with his novel White Jazz. The series began with the bestseller Black Dahlia. In New York Magazine, Ellroy's books were described as savage masculine hallucinations, noir minus the smirk. Says Ellroy, all other crime novels are tepid compared to mine. John Leonard has this review.
In Nathaniel West's Day of the Locust, the hero wanted to paint Los Angeles on fire. To show, he said, the city burning at high noon so that the flames would have to compete with the desert sun and thereby appear less fearful, more like bright flags flying from roofs and windows than a terrible Holocaust. He wanted the city to have quite a gala air as it burned, to appear almost gay, and the people who set it on fire would be a holiday crowd. Compared to James Ellroy, Nathaniel West was painting a Hallmark greeting card. In his Tough Guy novels, Ellroy writes as a war correspondent from a devastated front, in blood, on bandages, less a Ross MacDonald, a Joseph Wambaugh, or a George V. Higgins than a Zola or a Celine. But he's also an historian of Los Angeles corruption, of crooked cops, bought newspaper men, real estate swindlers, union busters, and a sick bedfellowship of Hollywood dream merchants and syndicate muscleheads. White Jazz is set in 1958, when the City of Angels was busy kicking all the Mexicans out of Chavez Ravine so that the Dodgers would have a brand new baseball park to play in. It is the personal confession of one of these crooked cops, Dave Klein, who's also a slumlord and a hitman. This non-Jewish Klein describes his daily round as killings, bribes, payoffs, kickbacks, shakedowns, rent coercion, muscle jobs, strikebreaker work, lies, intimidations, vows trashed, oaths broken, duties scorned. And yet we end up rooting for Klein because at least he falls in love. And the rest of the characters in White Jazz, including Howard Hughes and Joan Crawford and Mickey Cohen, a federal prosecutor and an L.A. district attorney and the commissioner of police, are worse than he is. A left-wing lawyer is blackmailed and beaten up to talk him out of running for the city council, where he might vote against the Dodgers. The narco squad, for a payoff, protects a sleazy family of dope-pusher snitches, so long as they stick to the ghetto part of town. Besides fixed fights, stag movies, and heroin deals, there are wiretaps, peeping toms, the Christian anti-communist crusade, and a ritual murder that includes the family pets. And speaking of family pets, there's more incest in White Jazz than in all the Ptolemies of ancient Egypt. Everybody's bought and paid for. All of Los Angeles is fixed. And for Dave Klein, the keeper of too many secrets, it's dues-paying time. I won't tell you how Klein gets from the Dodgers to Mickey Cohen, or from the popped eyeballs of a dead dog to the casting couch of Howard Hughes, or from the poker parlors of Gardena and the porn film studios of Linwood all the way to City Hall. But I will say that we can learn at least as much about how L.A. really works from James Ellroy's novels as we can from the essays and books of Joan Didion and Mike Davis, or from movies like Chinatown, and more than Nathaniel West ever imagined. After White Jazz, no one will ever have to explain to us again why riots in Watts and South Central are as inevitable as the convulsions of the San Andreas Fault. The culture itself is throwing up.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed White Jazz by James Ellroy.